17. Another Weak Sauce Event. The suits had very little information about the world since the pigeon flu, but a great deal of information about the world beforehand. Books, TV, movies, music, great swaths of internet sites, useful and useless, links broken, just enormous amounts of information, with a pretty good search function. Jun had, of course, looked herself up. There were about 40 of her videos with the highest number of views, plus her Wikipedia, most of her NTD posts. There was nothing at all about Marius. He'd be pleased by that. His big aim was to be forgotten by history. You should never internet search for a girl who's ghosted you. That was the rule. And yet, surely times like these justified some leeway in the rules. Jun hesitated. She told herself this wasn't the time. She reminded herself that she really might die here, and if so, why not just do this? It wouldn't matter once she was dead whether she had or not. Suit, she said. Show me everything you have on Martha Einkorn. The suit brought the search results up in a bland paragraph inside her visor. It wasn't much. Some corporate holdings records. A few photographs of her standing behind Lenk Sketlish holding a file. And a video. Open the video, said Jun. Martha Einkorn was on stage in Tokyo, in front of a quiet, respectful audience in a hotel lobby that looked like it came from the set of Gattaca. All clean stone, light bricks, and 30-foot-high ceilings. Martha was giving an interview about fantail as a survival tool, the same product she'd been selling when Jun met her, but, by the date stamp, this talk had been months later, in October, less than a month before the pigeon flu, well into the ghosting zone. It was the same talking points in the same order with a Japanese host who Martha seemed to know. Martha did a few lines of pretty okay Japanese, remembering her particles and putting the verb in the right place at the end of the sentence. Probably there was some special way for rich people to learn languages. Jun thought, shit, you see? She could have learned some Chinese, and I could have introduced her to my dad. The interview came to an end, and the audience moved off. The picture went black, but the two women on stage were clearly still on hot microphones. They carried on chatting, mostly in English with occasional Japanese phrases. They clearly knew each other fairly well, seemed friendly. The conversation became intimate very quickly. Hansuke wants another baby, said the interviewer, but I don't know if we can manage it with everything else. You want one? Said Martha. Sure, said the interviewer. Then why wait? Coming from you, the queen of waiting and seeing, being sensible? There was a pause. I've met someone, said Martha. A woman. She makes survival videos. Jun thought for a moment that maybe Martha had met someone else who made survival videos, which would be a real kick in the teeth. No, the interviewer sounded genuinely overjoyed. That's great news. Who is she? When do I meet her? Maybe not for a while, said Martha. Complicated work stuff. But I think this is it. The sound cut off there. Jun sat alone on a promontory, looking at the place where Lenk had just crashed an enormous rock face off the side of a cliff. If Lenk was right, maybe nothing on this island was here by accident. Maybe Martha had put this here for her to find. Where would Martha be now? The survival plan and protocol she'd made with Lenk Sketlish said that she should be in a bunker in Greenland, waiting for better days. But who knew what had really happened? The world was unpredictable at the best of times, as Jun had learned over and over again. The only way to know the future is to control it.